Blog Talk Radio.
Satellite Guys Exclusive. Satellite Guys Exclusive.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scotty Chat. I am Scott Kraskowski, joined tonight by our co-host, Goalie Bob Nemitz. Bob, how you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. A little washed out and a little fishies coming out of my apartment, but other than that, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, Bob is called SpongeBob the past couple weeks because his apartment got flooded out from the apartment above it, and he's been fishing in his apartment for the last week. How'd your equipment make it through? You get any damage to any of your electronics?
No, fortunately I had my electronics up a couple inches from the ground, so everything made it through. For those of you who've been wondering, hey, where's the podcast then? We've been kind of skipping the podcast because of the fact that my microphone is floating somewhere in my apartment. But other than that, everything made it through. I have renter's insurance, so anything that was damaged will be paid for, and we're going to be pretty good here in a couple of minutes.
Cool. Well, everybody, welcome to the Scotty Chat. Again, I am Scott Kraskowski. Our phone lines will be open tonight for you to call in. We're going to be talking about two different topics tonight. The first topic will be, what do you want to see Charlie talk about on the Charlie Chat? As far as I understand, right now, they are actually listening to us at Dish Network as they're getting ready for the Charlie Chat. So your thoughts and comments may actually help them out decide what's going on tonight on the Charlie Chat. The other big topic of discussion, and I've got a piece of paper here, I want to know what your thoughts are on the room situation. Are you sad it's gone? Are you happy it's gone? Let me know what you think about that. Our toll-free number to call in is 1-877-SAT-GUYS. That's SAT guys like satellite guys. Or if you don't have numbers on your telephone, it's 1-877-728-4897. So, Bob, you recently attended with me the Team Summit event down in Nashville. What did you think about that?
Oh, I thought it was a wonderful event, Scott. You know, it's not every day you get to kick it with a couple millionaires from Dish Network and a couple of CEOs, and they were really interested in our feedback and everything, and they really do want to make sure that their customers are happy and everything. It's not a ploy thing that they put on. It's honest feedback that they want, and you get the good old candid and honest Charlie. You get to find out what's going on and everything, and stuff you wouldn't hear him speak at investor calls or stuff like that. You get the Charlie that uncensored Charlie, and that's what I loved about it.
Yeah, it was a good time, and a lot of people don't realize that. You know, Charlie's just a regular Joe Schmo like me and you, and to sit down and chat with him for a while was a really great opportunity. I'm lucky enough to be able to chat with him from time to time, but to get a group of 25 Satellite Guys members together with him, that was an incredible experience. And also Eric Saul, and Eric Saul had a big hand to do with all the getting us together, so I'd like to thank him as well, but it was a really good time. Hey, Bob, I'm going to take our first call right now. We're going to go to the 360 area code. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Who is this?
My name is David. I'm calling from Washington.
How you doing, David?
I'm doing pretty good.
What's on your mind?
Well, I have a question. Does anybody out there know anything about when Sling Catcher is going to be available or when the new 722S is going to be available with the Sling Catcher features?
Very, very good question. Listen offline. I'll give you your answer to that. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. To answer his question about the Sling Catcher, and Sling Catcher has now been pushed back to sometime around July, August time frame, and this is what they were telling us at the Team Summit event. The 722S is a really interesting device, and when I described it online, I didn't really describe all the features that it has in it. One interesting thing to look at in there is that it's a 1 terabyte drive, but you're only getting 500 gigabytes of space. The other 500 gigabytes Dish Network is using. And they're going to be loading it up with HD movies, which makes things really, really interesting. So when you install a new 722S, besides getting the Sling Box and all the other great features in there, you're going to have a movie library there in high definition. And I just want to say one thing, that it could possibly be, the 722S could possibly be the first satellite receiver with 1080p output. That's just a wild rumor here, but who needs Blu-ray when you can get all your movies downloaded from Dish Network and you buy a receiver and it comes loaded with movies and the movies will be, you know, sent out. It's really, really interesting. The 722S unit will probably be renamed by the time it comes out. And it's probably about a year away. They didn't even design really the breadboard operations of it yet. They don't have it set up and working. So it's probably about a year. They're really gung-ho about it because it is such a great product and everything it does, but it's still about a year. Bob, you got to see some of the other stuff they had down there. You had to see the 722K. What did you think of that?
I thought it was pretty good. You know, it's going to be very interesting, the 722K. And, you know, it's not going to be as wonderful as the 722S. That's what I'm really looking forward to. But, you know, it's something that we're going to be looking forward to.
Well, I like the 722K because it has the dual off-air tuners. So that way TV1 and TV2 can not only watch over-the-air television, but you can record two over-the-air programs at once. You can record up to four things at one time on the 722K, and that's going to be a first for any satellite receiver that I know of, where you can record dual over-the-air, dual satellite feeds while watching, you know, a program live or DVR'd on both TVs. So it's an incredible, incredible product there. Let me get the number again for you guys just tuning in. This is Satellite Guys Scotty Chat, and I'm Scott Ruskowski. If you want to call in and get online, our number here is 877-728-4897. That's 877-SAT-GUYS. And our big question of the night is, are you sad or are you happy that Voom has gone off Dish Network? And also, let us know what you think about what you want to hear Charlie talking about tonight. You know, the Charlie Chat's coming up in about an hour and 12 minutes or so. And, you know, the guys at Dish Network are currently listening to the show. So, you know, call in, give us your suggestions, what you want to hear Charlie and the gang talk about tonight on the Charlie Chat. And we'll make sure they hear it. So, Bob, what else is on your mind today?
You know, I gotta let the Dish Network guys know that work over at the Money Uplink. A wonderful job they did this past Saturday with the current weather inclination that we had here in the Chicagoland area.
Yeah, I hear it was like the Wizard of Oz. Is that correct?
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, the Money Uplink was about one-fourth of a mile from getting smacked head-on with a half-mile-wide tornado, and did a lot of damage out here. Power was knocked out. They went to their generators, and really no loss of service. I didn't hear anyone complaining about anything coming lost from the Money Uplink, and they did a real excellent job at doing that.
Yeah, and it was about a quarter mile away from what you were telling me, and it's really lucky that it didn't miss them because they'd be in a world of trouble. You know, they already had the trouble with the other satellite there, and if they lost an uplink center, that would be a world of hurt for them. Bob, today I noticed something kind of interesting, and I don't know if any Satellite Guys members, you know, went to blogtalkradio.com because our program is broadcast by Blog Talk Radio, and we thank them. It was really kind of funny. I went there today, and on the top of the screen, they got featured performers today on Blog Talk Radio. And let me give you the list of people that are up there. We got comedian Margaret Cho, who was, I seen her in concert here in Hartford a couple weeks ago, and she did a really, really great stuff, all new material. We had Brad Pitt listed up there. We had Yoko Ono. We had director Oliver Stone. And also listed up there as today's featured show was My Big Fat Head and the Satellite Guy Scotty Chat.
Yeah, Scott, I saw that and I had a laugh because it was pretty funny because there's Scott right there in right next to Yoko Ono and all them, and it's definitely shows how popular the show's become.
Yeah, I just was really surprised because I didn't ask him to feature our show or anything like that, and again, there we were. You're listening to the Scotty Chat right here. We're going to take a quick break, but while we're taking a break, please call in. Our number is 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897. And we'll be right back here with more Scotty Chat.
SatelliteGuys.us is North America's largest and most popular satellite information discussion site. For the last 4 years, Satellite Guys has been working hard to provide you the best satellite news, rumors, talk, and information. Satellite Guys operates due to generous donations from listeners like you. If you're not a supporting Pub member yet, what are you waiting for? Pub membership is only $19.95 a year. SatelliteGuys.us, helping people get more out of their satellite systems for more than 4 years running.
All right, we are back, and I'm Scott Ruskowski, joined by Goldie Bob Nemitz, and we are doing a Scotty Chat, something we started doing last time they had a Charlie Chat. Before the Charlie Chat, there's a Scotty Chat. So kind of fun. People are asking in our chat room, and if you're not in our chat room, you can join us at chat.satelliteguys.us, and they're asking us about the audio. We basically have no control over the audio, especially call-in people like Goldie Bob is calling in right now. from his place. And we have no control over the audio. I wish I could boost him up a little more for you, but that's as loud as he gets. We have no control over that. But we do have a lot of lines open. We got five lines open, 877-SAT-GUYS, 728-4897. I want to hear your thoughts on the entire Voom situation. Bob, you got to talk to a number of people about the Voom situation recently. What's your take on it?
My take on it is that Dish essentially did the right thing. They tried to give the channels that they thought that customers would want versus the numbers that they could see. And, you know, they tried to, but it was ultimately Voom that said, hey, this is going to be a deal breaker. So Voom ultimately shot themselves in the head. Instead of picking the five channels that were most popular, they said it was going to either be an all or nothing. And that, well, unfortunately, you can see Voom's down. And Dish tried everything within their power to basically appease Voom and appease customers at the same time to make everybody happy. But unfortunately, things just ended out working differently.
Yeah, I got to meet with parties from both sides, from both the Dish Network and the Rainbow Media side. And the, you know, the Rainbow Media people that I spoke with was like, we screwed up. We realize it. And, you know, we're sorry. And then Dish was like, hey, we wanted to keep five channels up there. We wanted to combine some of the channels together to give people constant things because, you know, one of the executives from Dish Network even told us, how many times have you seen Monterey Jazz Festival on Rave? And he's right. You know, it was played and played and played and played. And if they combined the channels together, they would have had an excellent variety of true HD content there and a lot less repetition for the customers. And, you know, all the good channels would have survived. But Boom said carry them all or drop them in. You know, that's the rumor that was going around that we were hearing from the parties, but both parties basically say the same thing. So, you know, I'm obliged to believe it when both parties are basically singing the same song.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a sad situation. Voom was eventually going to end up dying out, sorry to say, but the content just wasn't there. If they would have thrown content there in the five channels or 15 channels that they had, then obviously they would have had a nice little product to market to people. But unfortunately, they had more repeats than any other cable channel that I know of. And unfortunately, it's something that you're going to either make it or break it. And Voom ended up breaking it.
Yeah, it's too bad. And the funny thing to me is, you know, following the courtroom battle that's now ensuing between the two, and Voom's amended complaint, they don't even want to come back to Dish Network, and that kind of struck me as odd. As you know, they're currently on Cablevision, but that contract expires on the 30th of the month. So, you know, July 1st, you're going to wake up and be a Cablevision subscriber, and your Voom channels may be gone.
Yeah, I know. And it's really seemed with the courtroom that they were trying to throw anything, trying to see if something could stick, and the arguments were way out there.
Yeah, they had some really legitimate beefs, and, you know, they had some real crazy stuff out there. You know, I called it the kitchen sink theory, and a lot of people got mad at me online for saying that, but reading it over, you know, they took 100 things out there they could think of and threw them all at the judge, hoping that one or two of them sticks so they have a valid case.
Yep.
Oh, right, we're filling up now.
Callers.
Yep. We're filling up now, so let's go and take a call. We're going to go to the 504 area code. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, my name is Blake. I'm from the New Orleans area.
Hey, Blake, how you doing?
I'm all right. You see, I have an opinion about the Voom channel takedown.
Sure, you happy or you sad?
I guess I'm okay with it. The thing is I'm upset with is they have all that bandwidth now, and they could be adding a couple of channels, like the Fox channels and stuff like that. You know, I know they've been going through negotiations, and they had the lawsuit and everything. I think they should be adding, you know, some kind of channels, because we know, like, FX, HD and stuff has some HD channels they could be adding, you know. That's what makes me upset, that they are playing around with all the extra bandwidth and not adding anything.
Yeah, well, what they're essentially doing is we will be seeing some more HD channels. In fact, we'll probably hear some announcements tonight about it. What they're doing is they're trying to release them all at once so they get a bigger bang for their buck when they, you know, we just added 20 more HD channels today type of thing. That's what they're trying to do once again. And interesting factoid that I'm going to put out here on our live call-in show is about Speed HD. Everybody's been waiting for Speed HD. I recently found out that Speed HD is negotiated separately from the rest of the Fox stations. As you know, Fox is currently in a legal battle with Dish Network over Fox News Channel because they want it in a lower-tier package instead of in the package it's in now, so that's been holding things up. But the Speed HD channel is actually a separately negotiated contract, so we could be seeing that one very, very soon on Dish Network.
Well, anything's better than nothing, I say. They did promise us 22 more HD channels when they actually subtracted 15. So, you know, I don't like the way they're doing things like that, you know. They should actually
I actually felt bad for the PR people over at Dish Network because they put out that, you know, press release the day before the Boom channels went away about 20 new channels added. And to a lot of people, it made them seem like they intentionally yanked the Boom channels the next night. And they put out that press release knowing that, and that was not the case. The PR department did not find out about them pulling the Boom channels until about 3 hours before the channels were pulled.
It's sad that they didn't give us any kind of warning also. That was pretty, you know, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, they had the tech chat that night, and they could have mentioned something on the tech chat that they were having contract negotiation problems with Boom, and they would have eliminated a lot of bad feelings towards them because they look like the bad guy in the situation now.
Well, I appreciate you letting me give my opinion. Thank you.
Thanks, Blake, for calling. We've got another call coming in now, and we're going to go to the 971 area code. Hello, who's this?
This is Brad from Oregon.
Hey, Brad from Oregon. How are you doing?
Very good. Hey,
what's the weather like over there? Cause right now here in Hartford, Connecticut, it is currently 91 degrees, and I am sweating like a pig.
It's not that warm over here.
son just graduated from nursery school, and it was 96 degrees outside for his graduation, so I'm glad it's cooling down finally. But what can we do for you?
Well, there's two things I wanted to talk about. One about the Voom channels going away. To be really honest with you, I never really did watch any of those Voom channels except for maybe the news one. That was it. That was the only one I was interested in, and it seemed like that one was on more of a loop than anything.
Yeah, the Voom News Channel was on a 12-minute loop. It repeated itself every 12 minutes, and then it was updated as needed or once every 3 hours.
Okay. The other thing is
CNN HD more than Voom HD News, so to me that wasn't too much of a big loss.
Yeah, I like the Voom HD News, though.
I enjoy the Weather Channel, too.
Yeah, the Weather Channel's new set and the new HD feed looks tremendous. That new set with the big LCD screen behind them, that is an amazing setup they have there.
The other thing I wanted to talk about was when they had announced those 22 new channel launches, one of the channels was Comcast SportsNet Bay Area. In HD. Do you know why if each individual Comcast SportsNet channel is individually negotiated with Comcast or what? Because, for instance, we have a channel up here called Comcast SportsNet Northwest. It had launched in November 1st. It carries most of the Portland Trailblazer games, some Oregon Duck games, and certain things throughout the year, and yet neither Dish nor DirecTV carry it. And there's actually a lot of cable companies around here that still aren't carrying it. Even the owner of the Portland Trailblazers, who's Paul Allen, his cable company doesn't even have it.
Right. And the reason, there's a couple reasons why they take so long on so many sports channels to negotiate. Number one is cost of bringing them in. Some of these are not transmitted via satellite. They're only available via microwave repeats. Some of the smaller sports channels don't even have a wired signal going past. It's site to site. And so to bring it to Dish Network, it means they got to run fiber cable from your area all the way to an uplink center, which can turn around and uplink it. And there's a cost there. So they got to figure out the cost. To see if they're going to get their money's worth for running this fiber optic cable, you know, that far. Another thing they got going there is they need to take a look at the schedules because of the limited bandwidth they have now. They got to make sure they don't have too many conflicting games because if they have, 15 games at the same time, they're not going to be able to show them all in HD, which, you know, I personally see as a problem for Dish Network. For example, here in Connecticut, you know, last week they had a Boston Red Sox game. You know, the world champion Boston Red Sox, was the HD game was not shown because they didn't have enough bandwidth. And, you know, if you're a baseball fan, doesn't matter what team you like, you want to see your team and you want to see them in HD. And so they got to be very careful when adding new sports channels in high definition to make sure they don't have a lot of overlapping programming at the same time, because they don't have enough bandwidth to show them all if the games are all at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, we don't even have it in SD. It's not even carried, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's probably one of those cases where it just the cost of bringing the fiber in.
Yeah, and I have to ask this question that I just saw from someone in the chat room.
Ask about WGN
someone
HD.
Someone asked about WGN.
Yeah, WGN HD, as far as I know, has been uplinked, and there's now a video on that channel. I've not personally seen it myself, but I've been told by a number of people that it's going. And I've heard, you know, rumors from the rumor mill that Dish Network is about to complete negotiations with Tribune, who owns WGN HD. So when we see WGN HD pop in HD on Dish Network, we're also going to see a number of local Tribune stations pop up, including WTIC here in Connecticut, which is the Fox station.
And that's definitely great news.
Is it true that up in Seattle they don't even have, what is it, Fox up there?
Yeah, well, a lot of places don't have all four network channels. We got a bunch of callers on the line, so we've got to let you go,
okay,
but thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much.
All righty. All right, we are here on the Scotty Chat, and I'm Scott Ruskowski, joined by Goldie Bob Nemitz. Our call-in number is 877-SAT-GUYS, or 877-728-4897. And we're going to take another call right now, Bob. We're going to go to the 440 area code. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Katie from Ohio.
Hi, Katie from Ohio. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hot.
Yeah,
because
hot.
I can't say I'm sweating like a pig anymore because John Koch just yelled at me in the chat there.
It's hot here, too.
What can we do for you?
I just had a quick question. Do you
sure.
know when Dish Network will be offering Playboy in HD?
We actually asked Charlie that when we saw him. And at one time, Playboy, actually the Spice Channel, was offering Spice HD on DirecTV. Nobody was ordering it. It was kind of like a failed thing. So it's been thrown on the back burners by all the adult companies.
Uh-huh.
And it's something that they want to get because they think it will sell, but the companies that are putting it out don't want to spend the money on it because they tried it and it didn't work for them the first time. But my feeling on it is, at the time they threw it up there, not too many people had HD sets. It was in HD on DirecTV, and it was also available on Vroom for a short time.
All right.
But they don't know. They said they would like to get it because, you know, that's a money drawing operation for them. So if they can get it and people order it, you know, they're happy because they're making good profit off it.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
Thanks for calling. Have a good
Bye.
Night.
Bye.
Hey, Bob. Let's see here.
The next caller is me. That's my cell phone. I'm just trying to switch phones here real quick.
Oh, switching phones. Okay. I'm not going to go up to that one then. By the way, for good time, you want to call Goldie Bob, his number is, no, I'm just kidding. You're listening to the Satellite Guy, Scotty Chat. I'm Scott Kraskowski. And our call-in numbers again for those people who are just joining us is 877-728-4897. That's 877-SAT-GUYS. And we are live tonight, Monday evening. We are about 40 minutes away from the Charlie Chat on Dish Network, Channel 101. Charlie Ergen is going to be there. Jim DeFranco is going to be there. Eric Saul will be there. And who knows who else may be there. And I've got to bring Bob back up here in the air. You there, Bob?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, you're a lot louder, too. That actually sounds better. By the way, if you want to come chat with us, the chat room is open at Satellite Guys. You can come to chat.satelliteguys.us, and you'll see you in the chat room here. People asking questions. JGag6 says, much better, Bob, meaning your
Alrighty.
Sound level. Let's see here. What's the price of gas in Chicago?
$4.19 right now. Gas. I don't want to go there. We got a question in the chat room. Is when will Dish stop missing HD RSN events? So I guess they're talking about multiple baseball games. I know they've missed a couple of games for the Cubs and the White Sox from Comcast SportsNet Chicago. So
yeah,
they missed it earlier.
Yeah, they're missing a number of them, and it's all based on scheduling because they only got really, I think it's five or six HD signals they can put out at one time for the HD RSNs, and it's a luck of the draw. Whoever's home gets priority over who's away, and if your team is playing away and all six spots are filled up, they're going to go with the other teams who are home, and that's the way they've been working at it.
And hopefully they'll alleviate some of that with WGN HD, especially coming in this winter when they got the Blackhawks that are finally going to be coming over to WGN for the first time in God knows how long.
Well, remember, this WGN is not the WGN, the actual TV station. This is the new WGN America, which is sort of like a superstation, although superstation is going to become a sticky topic around satellite guys around the beginning of the year. That I'm positive of.
Yeah, especially with the digital transitioning happening here next year. So, you know, Scott, that was the first female caller that we had.
Yeah, we didn't scare her off. How about that? Yay! All right. I got another question in the chat room from John, and John wants to know, can we expand on any of the Cablevision Voom expiration at the end of the month? Well, basically, Cablevision, who is sort of a parent but sort of a separate company from Rainbow Media, the two separate companies, just like EchoStar and Dish Network were once one and split off into two. They have a contract with Rainbow Media for the 15 Voom channels, and that contract expires on June 30th. And so far I haven't heard of any news of Cablevision looking to renew that contract, which means that Voom will probably officially die at the stroke of midnight, on June 30th, July 1st time frame.
Yeah, for that week's podcast, we're going to have to play taps for Voom.
Maybe. Let's see here. We got a couple more questions in the chat room, and let me just check something real quick here. Someone wants to know about the 211 and when will we get extended hard drives. And the question on that, it's supposed to be coming in July. They had a group of hard drives that were not working correctly with the software that is a popular drive, and they had to wait for some new firmware features to come out and be rewritten for them to put that up there, or else a lot of people will be very mad at them that the drives are not working with the year 211 when they paid their money for it, and they didn't want to put it up then. So that's the basic answer on that.
Will the Viacom channels be next for HD coming soon?
I would say yes, and I expect to see the Comedy Central, the MTV, the VH1, the CMT, Nickelodeon, a couple others coming from Viacom in HD pretty soon. Viacom had a very, very strong presence at Team Summit. They were the sponsor of all the concerts and stuff like that. And they kept showing commercials, and Bob's seen the commercials for all the different Viacom channels that they have. And they even showed a logo up there, and I know a lot of people have been looking for the logo channel. So who knows if that's coming in the future or what. But I'll tell you what, Bob, let's take another call here on the Scotty Chat. We're going to go to the 619 area code. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Glenn from San Diego.
Hey, Glenn. How you doing tonight?
Pretty good.
Is it hot over there?
You were looking for feedback on the Voom channels, and I had a couple other questions.
Sure. Give me the feedback.
I'm disappointed that they got rid of Voom, but I can see Dish's position. I happen to be one of the people that watch the Voom channels quite a bit. I like their quality of the picture. But I also have the feeling that other people have. I got tired of watching the same shows over and over and over again for the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually have no problem with the Voom channels gone. The thing that does disappoint me is most of the new HD channels that they put up actually broadcast very little HD content.
Right. It's a really weird thing, especially if you watch the forums, because you got half the people who are very happy that they finally have their favorite channel in high definition. And these people don't care that they don't show any high definition on these channels. And it kind of bugs me, because I'd rather see 24 hours a day high definition than no high definition.
Well, that's the main reason I watched the Boom channels is 24 hours a day. I could get my HD fix.
And I also don't like the fact that they took Smithsonian and MGM HD and threw them down to the 300 channel range instead of keeping them with the high definitions in 9400. Because when I'm looking at the high definition channels, I stay in the 9400s. I don't flip through all the channels to get to the 300 range where those new channels are.
That's what I do too. Now I'm one of the people. I've been with Dish for about 10 years, and I'm one of the people that last month dropped down. They consider it dropping down, but I switched to the HD only package.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually quite happy with it because I got rid of well over 100 standard definition channels that I never watched, that I was stuck with in the package, and my bill went down $35 a month.
Yeah, the HD only package is probably the best value in television today, and if they use these other 20 HD channels that they just recently put up in testing, that is really going to be a great package for the money. Personally, I have the everything package because I have six DVRs. The DVR fees would kill me if I dropped down to the HD only package. So it's one of those hard things there. So it's a really great deal. I wish they put something in to replace the Boom channels, and I wish they did it sooner. I know stuff's coming along, but it should have been done around the same time. That's my own personal feelings on it, but I wish they would take the MGM HD and Smithsonian Channel and even World Fishing Network and throw them on 9400, so that way they'd be with all the HD channels, because I'm missing out on the channels I'm paying for if I don't go to the 300 range.
Yeah, I can understand that. And now I'd like to ask something. It was mentioned earlier, and it was just we were notified here in San Diego, the Tribune channel here, which used to be the WB,
mm-hmm.
is now the CW, is switching over to Fox July 1st. Maybe somewhere here in the future you could find out if Dish is going to carry these, the new networks, because here I get Fox 6, which actually comes out of Tijuana, Mexico, and the HD feed, but we don't get the CW in HD. It's not carried.
Well, currently they wouldn't carry the Tribune stations because they don't have a contract for the Tribune HD. For example, here in Hartford, Connecticut, we don't have the Fox station, which is WTIC, because of the same reason. But again, they're working and trying to get on WGN HD America, which is owned by Tribune. So once you see that pop online, those other locals should be popping up pretty quick. Because
actually saw a baseball game over the weekend on our local cable network that was broadcast. It was the WGN America. I noticed was the little logo up in the corner,
mm-hmm.
from Time Warner. So
yeah, we should be seeing it in a couple of weeks. In fact, that's something we talked about with our meeting with the executives, and they said that's the one of the big deals they're trying to hammer out right now. And I'm pretty excited about that. And once they have it, all four networks will be here in Connecticut finally. And I'm also looking forward to seeing WGN America as well.
Yeah, okay. Well, I just wanted to put in my two cents. And
before you
and
go, did you
what
–
about Boom?
Okay, well, were you happy or sad? You said you were –
Oh, I was sad, but I can understand Dish's position. And I'm happy with what I have now. I wish I still had the Boom channels,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not gonna cry about it. I've learned, being a Dish customer for all these years, that you just kind of have to roll with the punches.
Hello, are we there?
Oh yeah, the audio keeps dropping out here.
Yeah, I know. I heard that. I was just wondering if Scott dropped out on us. So that's definitely getting in. The thing with all these like of HD channels, HD content, is that going out and getting the content is something that they can't do overnight. So I know this this fall, hopefully, we will be seeing a lot more content, especially on these Viacom channels, and a lot of people will be really happy. So, any other comments or anything like that? Hello? I think I'm on alone, so go ahead and give us a call at 1-877-SATSGUYS1. And we're going to go ahead and take a quick break.
SatelliteGuys.us is North America's largest and most popular satellite information discussion site. For the last 4 years, Satellite Guys has been working hard to provide you the best satellite news, rumors, talk, and information. Satellite Guys operates due to generous donations from listeners like you. If you're not a supporting Pub member yet, what are you waiting for? Pub membership is only $19.95 a year. SatelliteGuys.us, helping people get more out of their satellite systems for more than 4 years running.
All right, hopefully you can hear me now. Can you hear me, Bob?
Hey, I can hear you back, Scott.
All right, sorry about that, folks. Some kind of microphone trouble over here. I think it's all the heat here. The humidity has melted my microphone.
it must be pretty hot living over there, you know. pretty close to the East Coast over there, you know. Things are getting really, really hot with all those record highs you guys have been having over there.
Right. Let me just answer Eman's question, because he called in. He was the first caller tonight and didn't get to hear a reply. I know we do have some callers. The 722S is going to be about a year away, and the Sling Catcher is probably going to be around the July-August time frame. So let me get that in there. And we got a couple more callers here on the line. So we're going to go to the 619 area code right now. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Glenn again. I was disconnected. I just wanted to apologize. I didn't want you to think I hung up on you.
Oh, no. We're having phone issues over here, so we got that all corrected.
Yeah,
thanks
so, okay,
that.
Well, you know, I guess I've said about all I can say, so I have to get off this website and get onto, I have to use a different browser to get ready to get into Charlie Chat.
Yep, Charlie Chat chat's coming up in about... just a little over half hour here, somewhere around there. Anyways, thanks for calling back, Glenn.
Okay, thanks. You take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we're going to take another call.
All right, Scott, we got another caller.
Yep, we're going to take the other call here, just waiting for that to update. And here we go to the 706 area code. Hello, you're on the air. Who's this?
Okay, this is Chuck in Augusta, Georgia.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, guys, good show you got going. I guess I'm trying to be old school. I'm trying to hold on to the 811, the model
mm-hmm.
811, with the Impact 2, the high quality. I've had a friend bring over those Impact 4 units and do a side-by-side comparison. It just makes me sick to see, you know, this hybrid or HD-light stuff being fed. And the worst thing
the HD lights you're seeing is actually an MPEG 2. The MPEG 2 stuff is really the most compressed HD dish has.
Well, it looks better to me especially when you look at the gamma part of it. The colors don't come through as deep, and when I watch the racing and stuff like that, it micro blocks. Now that's the way it appears to me. But the other thing that I really want to keep on holding to the 811 is that it had the video inputs, and I had been slinging the 811 whereby I could use those inputs to also monitor my security.
Uh-huh, yep.
Without having to set up a separate VCR and all of that stuff. And it appears that the dish could, you know, provide, even though I'm willing to still pay that $10 extra a month for these little old 4 channels that I get on the 811, it seems like they do have the capacity, especially since I have a 61.5 dish to provide additional HD programming.
Well, here's the game plan. They're planning on switching over those channels from MPEG 2 to MPEG 4 sometime around the November, September time frame.
Wow.
So what they're doing now is they're starting to switch people over from the older equipment, the 811s, the 6000s, the 921s, and so on, over to new FA4 equipment.
So by November, my 811 is going to end up being a bookend, huh?
Right, right. And watch tonight's Charlie Chat. They are supposed to talk about special upgrades, how they're going to be contacting people.
I mean, I've been with them 8 years, and I know all the switching and stuff that takes place, but I just didn't want to get rid of my 811.
Yeah, yeah, it is a good one. The nice part of it is, you know, well, no, that won't even work. I was going to say you can stick a modulator on it and watch it through the over-the-air channels, but the newer stuff doesn't tune into the NTSC stuff. It only tunes ATSC.
Yeah.
So that is that's the problem there. But I know they did take a survey about it a couple of years ago to find out how many people were using the video inputs on it. And out of 1,000 customers, only two or three of them said that they were using that video input, so it wasn't
well,
really.
I'd be darned. Okay, I guess the geeks and the technologists and it just outperforms the customers. That's what.
Yeah, well, that's technology constantly moving forward, and the only way they can keep adding more HD channels is to get rid of the old bandwidth hogs, the MPEG-2 stuff, where they can fit two HD channels on a transponder. They can fit, you know, six with MPEG-4.
Wow.
So that's the way they're moving there. And let's see here. Well, I do thank you for calling. We have just got a couple minutes left.
Sure
and,
thing.
Yep.
You guys keep up the good work.
All right. Have a good night.
All right.
Well, Bob, we got about 3 minutes left on tonight's show.
Yep.
And I'm just trying to check the chat room here real quick, see what kind of questions are there. Someone said they were told in August that the MPEG-2 channels are going to be going to MPEG-4. When I met with Dish just a couple weeks ago down in Nashville, the game plan was for a September time frame for cutting us over. They may be telling people other dates to try to get them to cut over faster, but I was told again in September maybe the dates that they start flipping the switches.
Right. I know DirecTV is planning in the August time frame. I'm doing theirs from MPEG-2 to MPEG-4, but everything's going to be happening concurrently between both providers, and I think that might be what Dish is waiting for to launch these 20 high-definition channels. I think they might be waiting for DirecTV to flip the switch on their new bird here in August.
Let's see here. Someone's talking about the PA Bearder is asking about the DTV PAL. We're about 2 weeks away from that launch now. They are in final beta testing, and they should be going out the doors within the next 2 weeks or so. Right after my government coupons expire, of course.
Mine expire 2 weeks after they launch, so I'm hoping to get a couple here real quick.
Someone's talking about on-demand programming for Dish Networks, and let's talk about something real quick that we learned down in Nashville. And that is in the upcoming weeks, you're going to see Channel 500 actually turn into a video on-demand channel. And what Dish is going to be doing is downloading movies to your box. And instead of having to push TV and TV entertainment and video on demand and go through all those hoops, you're actually going to see a movie playing on Channel 500. It's actually going to be a movie on your hard drive, and it's going to be like 10 channels of all the current movies that are playing on pay-per-view, but they're going to be look like in a guide like the regular pay-per-view movies, but you can start them and watch them anytime you want. And that's the way Dish is going with their video on demand. I'd love to see them do what DirecTV is doing, but that's not what they're doing at the moment.
No, and I really think if they did what DirecTV was doing, they would gain popularity as everyone would start figuring out, and then they could start throwing the pay stuff up there.
Well, Bob, we got about a minute remaining to our broadcast, and since it doesn't give me an exact countdown timer to when we go off the air here, I want to thank a bunch of people. I want to thank DishStore.net, who's going to be supplying us with a nice HD prize giveaway tonight in our Charlie Chat, which is starting now at Satellite Guys at chat.satelliteguys.us. I'd also like to thank all our supporting pub members, because without those folks out there, Satellite Guys wouldn't be free to the members. So by you guys donating that $20 a year, you're helping us keep the lights on so it remains free for everybody. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. You know, when I started Satellite Guys for the first year, I was basically paying all the stuff out of my own pocket, and still do pay a lot of the costs out of my pocket. But the pub members helping out and stuff there, that really helps us out a lot, so I really got to thank the pub members for their support. We got about 40 seconds left here, Bob. Anything you got to say?
Thank you to all of our pub members, and also thank you to all of our members in general. And we'll see you real soon on this week's podcast coming up here on Sunday night, Monday.
Yep, and for you guys in the chat room, just stick around there. I'm going to switch computers, and I'll be right back in the chat with you guys. And we're going to have a good time. It's the Charlie Chat coming up here at Satellite Guys US. You know, I started the Charlie Chat almost 7-8 years ago now, and been running ever since. It's a fun time. So come and join us in the chat room. It's chat.satelliteguys.us. Thanks for listening to the Scotty Chat. I'm Scott Kraskowski for Goalie Bob Nimitz. Bye-bye. And there we go. Thanks, Bob.
Alrighty.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Later.
Well done.